For the first time in a long time, it actually feels like a January day across eastern New York and western New England. It has been rather mild of late. In fact, you have to go all the way back to December 22nd to find a day that had an average daily temperature below normal. So we've had 25 days in a row with the daily average temperature at or above normal, and many of those days have been well above average. All of this is for the Albany Airport. Coming up tonight, it is going to be on the cold side, so you'll need to bundle up if you have plans, but there are no weather problems expected this evening. Temperatures tonight will be largely in the single digits, above and below zero. The wind will ease up during the night, so the wind chill will become less of a concern, but obviously the cold is still going to be with us. So you'll still need that heavy winter coat into tomorrow morning, and you will probably want to have that heavy winter coat all day long tomorrow, as it's going to be another cold day. It's not going to be quite as windy as today, and we're also going to throw some snow into the mix, so it's going to look like winter as well. We'll see cloudy skies. Snow will break out around and after lunchtime, though west of the Hudson River, the snow will break out a little bit earlier than that. Initially, the snow will be light, but by later in the day into the evening, the snow is going to pick up in intensity, and that means if you have plans tomorrow evening, travel conditions are going to be slippery as roads will be snow-covered, so plan for extra time if you do need to be out tomorrow night. And the snow will continue through tomorrow evening, winding down in most areas during tomorrow night. In terms of accumulation, this is not going to be a giant storm. I think most areas end up in the range of 4 to 8 inches of snow accumulation, though it's certainly possible that a few areas see a little bit more than that, especially through the southern Adirondacks, upper Hudson Valley, the southern Greens, into the Berkshires as well. Snow amounts might be a little bit lighter across the far north. And then on Sunday, we'll see scattered snow showers with some mountain snows. The weather looks rather cold heading into next week, so we may actually line up a number of days in a row with temperatures that are rather typical for this time of year. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with snow developing around and after lunchtime, highs will be in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with snow developing and highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, clear and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with snow developing during the afternoon, highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, clear and cold, low in the single digits. And for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, snow developing around and after lunchtime, with highs in the 20s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers with some mountain snow, breezy, highs in the 20s and 30s. And on Monday, partly to mostly sunny and cold, with highs in the 20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.